Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Keeping the trail. You have to hunt to find it, but here and there along the way you'll find stone markers set down a century ago to memorialize a highway that, for a couple of rowdy decades, swept through the land not so far away on its way to nothing less than the promise of a good life. It's the Oregon Trail. The first white folks to do the trail were the Whitmans, a couple of newlywed missionaries bound for eastern Washington. It was 1836. Mrs. Whitman's letters home were a marvel when they were published out east, sparking a romance for the West in the hearts and minds all over this nation. With any luck at all, overland travelers in their big wheel buggies could make 15 to 20 miles a day, lugged along by beasts of burdens who had to be fed, had to be watered, and then rested, sometimes a whole significant herd. Crossing creeks took far worse a toll than anything inflicted by native raiders. If you rubbed pitch in the cracks of the box, and if you were lucky, a covered wagon could sometimes pass as a raft. But more often, it wasn't the water that was the problem. It was the rugged gorges that had somehow to be navigated. Despite the dangers and the trials, as many as 400,000 people moved west on the Oregon Trail, which eventually became the Oregon Trails, because pioneers were always on the lookout for a better way, a faster way, from A to B. You can still see that trail in a gallery of places because it's still there in the grass or further west, even in stone. Think of it. All traffic west had to move through the same path for maybe 20 years. All traffic, freighters and traders and gamblers and all kinds of fortune seekers. If you were going west, most often you took a single trail. The old trail gets babied in places like Nebraska's Rock Creek Station, an out-of-the-way state park where David and James McCandless once jerry-rigged a bridge and charged a toll for every last wagon that made its shaky way across. The McCandlesses did well, as you can imagine. Even though today Rock Creek Station is shipshape, it's unimaginable to see 100,000 prairie schooners fumbling down the path and then crossing a flimsy bridge and heading up the hill on their way west. People use the word interstate in jest when they talk about the Oregon Trail, but it's not an exaggeration or even a metaphor. Today you have to hunt to find the trail, but once upon a time, it was an interstate. West of the bridge, the trail slopes up the hill where the ground is neither as sandy nor rocky as it is on the east. The trail is there, but it's almost impossible to shoot with a camera because what's left is nothing more than a swale, a V created in the lay of the land. In summer, that swale is awash with wildflowers and prairie grasses, and barely visible, but it's there. Trust me, it's there, a path in the landscape that isn't going away. And that's good. The park wants to keep it visible as a memorial, wants to hallow the ground, hold it in reserve for your and my great-grandchildren to see and imagine for themselves that freeway of lanky spokes and wooden wheels turning noisily through the endless grass. The park wants to preserve what remains of the interstate. With good reason. It's left its tracks through all of our lives. To some, it's the path of the American dream. To others, those native people it's displaced, it's an avenue of ruin. If you stand there someday or anywhere along the trail, it's helpful to remember it was only rarely the road to riches. The best way to keep it, or so the park has discovered, now get this, is to let the ground on its own return to prairie. The blanket of grasses and wildflowers thrown over the Oregon Trail at Rock Creek Station changes with the seasons, but that ever-changing wardrobe will best keep the trail. There's something about that truth that's perfectly fitting. Nature itself will keep it best.
Thank you.